This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I meet with you to just help you refocus your life on the things that matter. And not only to refocus your life, but to strengthen your personal relationship with God. If you don't yet have a personal relationship with God, you may be a religious person or you may not. It doesn't matter. Being a religious person is not the way to be right with God. Sometimes we think it is, but the Bible tells us it isn't. The important thing is to know God personally. The problem is we've offended God in many ways. We've broken his moral laws. We've told lies. We've treated people badly. And God cannot have a good relationship with us because of those things. They stand between us and him. But you know, Jesus died on the cross in your place. He took the guilt of the things we've done that have offended God. He took them on himself. And when God judged those things, he judged them on Jesus. And Jesus faced God's justice in your place and my place. And that means that God's justice is satisfied. God is able to turn to us and see in us not a bunch of sin and ugliness, but the righteousness of Jesus. That is, if we accept his offer of forgiveness. That's what faith is all about. It's turning to God and saying, I trust what you have done for me. Thank you for making a way for me to be forgiven. Now I want to move on in a good relationship with you. Well, God wants that too. If you pray that prayer, God's answer will always be yes. Come on. And God will do that miracle in your life of forgiveness, and you'll start a new life in relationship with God. Part of that life is learning to be someone who serves and ministers to other people in your life. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 in the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes about what kind of person a leader in the church should be. He says this, "And the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will." Well, did you see how he described a spiritual leader? The Lord's bondservant. That needs to be your heart attitude. I exist to serve God, not God exists to serve me, and God, you should be doing this and this and this in my life. No, he's God. We are just people. And he loves us. He wants to minister to us, but we exist for him. And so we are the Lord's bondservants. And we should reflect that heart attitude in our relationships with other people. Not be quarrelsome, kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition. No one turns to God because we blast them with their wrongness. No. He wants us to show his love, his grace in everything we do. And those are the traits of Jesus' life, aren't they? Jesus living through you. If you want to grow in your influence for God in the lives of other people, don't just look for a position of power. No. Look to serve and minister to people. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.